And the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no more.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. Again, a reminder, this is my last show. Number 226. I've had a great time. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. Go to bruceallen.com and you'll find all the things I'm doing and any updates on a reconstituted radio show or podcast. I'm not sure what it will be. It's time for some politics with Sherrilyn Harley Laban, who served as a political appointee in the George W. Bush administration, has done tons of other things, but I want to talk to her right away. So I'll skip her lengthy resume. Welcome back to the show, Sherrilyn.
Always great to be with you, Bruce. And let me just say, it has been a pleasure being your guest for, gosh, it's been over a year now, Bruce. It's been a pleasure, and I'm sad that you are this door is closing. But I know that many other doors are opening for you, and I'm excited about the next adventure for you.
Well, thank you. You know, it's so interesting that you and I could develop the kind of relationship we've developed. Literally, with ever not never having met one another in real life.
I know.
I mean, I know when I do.
Fascinating.
I know when we finally meet, and we will. I will look at you, and you will look at me, and we will have this gigantic grin on our faces, and we will rush towards each other like ex lovers, not romantically, but and we will hug each other, and we probably will have to be pulled away because we'll be talking nonstop. And I do look forward to that day.
Exactly.
I would like a little bit. I went on a rant in segment one about the Hollywood idiots that are calling Israel a genocidal country. Russell Brand, who's an idiot beyond belief, is not even worth the time of day. And then my favorite idiot is Nancy Pelosi, or Nancy Paloopy, as I now call her, who has called a Hamas, with a straight face, a humanitarian organization. What planet does she live on? Now, I can sort of excuse the Hollywood people for just being idiots. Nancy Pelosi should at least be somewhat informed. I saw Charles Schumer on the news today. He's an avowed left-wing liberal. He was condemning Hamas. He was saying Israel has a right to defend itself. Nancy Pelosi?
Right.
What is wrong with that woman, the woman who said we have to read it to know what's in it?
Right. I think she's just, uninformed, number one. She's not part of the Jewish community, so I don't think she understands. I think that, again, uninformed and doesn't really understand the complexities of what's going on. So what we've seen here is more, Bruce, than I think we've seen in recent years, is that Israel is really being painted as the bad guy here. And there's a confluence of a couple of issues. There's more social media activity. Again, there's more videos coming out of Palestine and Israel and the rockets and the kids. So I think with every conflict, with every year, our technology capability gets better. And when that happens, Bruce, you see these things almost happening in real time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost in real time, because of how quickly the information can get from there to here, right? So now what you're seeing, I think, is because this actual almost real-time stuff is happening, once people, at first, when this started, I think Israel is being painted as the bad guy, right?
Even though three teenage boys were kidnapped and brutally murdered,
exactly.
And then they started throwing bombs over, and so all they're doing is defending their sovereignty.
Right, and then what you're seeing now is you're seeing pictures come across of the tunnels, right? The Hamas tunnels.
Yes, and that's where all the humanitarian aid went to 700 billion pounds and tons of tunnels.
Right.
That's why the people are starving.
Then you saw evidence that Hamas was using the schools as artillery bases, right?
Yes.
As storage facilities. So, again, with the help of real time, people are able to see what's actually happening. Now, there are those, possibly in the Nancy Pelosi camp, who just are going to continue to be uninformed, or they're just going to believe that Israel is the bad guy.
And or they're anti-Semitic, like most of Europe continues to be.
Exactly, and that, thank you for saying that. And as we know, France is having is really continuing to go down the tubes with their anti-Semitic behavior, with Jews being beat on the street, with
synagogues being burned. It's Kristallnacht all over again.
Exactly. So those that choose to be enlightened and really want to see what's happening in Israel will choose to be enlightened. Those that are going to be anti-Semitic and uninformed can stay that way. And you know what, Bruce? There's nothing we're going to be able to do about that.
I agree.
Those people remain in their ignorance, right? Because, right, there's nothing we can do about that. They're going to remain in their ignorance. Like you gave the example, Chuck Schumer knows what time it is. He knows what's happening.
Yeah, it surprised
me. He is condemning Hamas. Most informed people understand that Hamas is killing the Palestinians, okay? They are killing
They're dragging children to the potential bomb sites so that they will be killed.
They prefer
them to be maimed because that's better video.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Right. It's unbelievable.
So,
you know, Sherilyn, given that this is our last show for now, I would actually like to ask you a question in closing for whatever few minutes we have left, which is, I know right now we're looking at a dire scenario in the world, but what do you hope or project going forward over the next few years? What do you think might happen? And do you think a Republican will win the White House in 2016?
So because I have small kids, you know, my kids are small, Bruce. They're 7 and 10. I have to have hope because I have no choice.
Right.
Because they're growing up in this world. And I have to think and remain positive that things are going to get better, that Barack Obama will eventually leave office, and that we hope that there will be a Republican in office, and that balance will come back to our country. Because I think right now we're out of balance. I think we're seeing too much of the extreme. And even those, my many Democratic friends also agree that, you know what, things are getting a little out of hand right now. The unemployment rate really isn't going down like it should. We're seeing more poor people. We're seeing more people on food stamps. We're seeing if you look at it, obviously on the global stage, things are out of balance. Putin is becoming more emboldened. The Middle East is obviously getting out of control as we see that, you know, Iran is closer to becoming nuclear. Something is not right. We're really out of balance. And I'm hoping that with a return to Republican in power, we're going to have a stronger foreign policy presence. Right?
I really pray for it.
We're going to have more free market solutions to health care, our unemployment issues, growing small businesses, the types of things that just
environmental regulation,
right,
exploration,
right,
gas, all the other stuff. So do you think we'll win the Senate? Because at least that would stalemate Obama during his last 2 years, where I think he'll be ineffective anyway. But
you know, if you talk to the people who run the numbers, I think we stand a very good chance, right? I mean, there's some seats that are going to stay with us, and then we've got some toss-ups, like in Colorado, in North Carolina. You know, there's a couple things that we could pick up. Now, even if we do win it, you know, I think people think, yeah, we win it, this is a slam dunk. No, not so much, Bruce. If we win it...
Wait,
you know,
he's got his pen and he's got his phone.
Well, if we win it, you have to remember that we still have people on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans, who aren't always going to vote with their party. You're always going to have crossover people in the Senate, because remember, the Senate is full of 100 individuals who all want to be eventually president of the United States. That's kind of like the rap that they get in the Senate, and, you know, I'm someone who worked there for several years. So even when you expect things to kind of be sort of status quo, if in fact we do win back the Senate, you know, when you do that, you're going to start, you just can't count on it, is my bottom line. You always are going to have some people who cross over, and you're going to always have some people who aren't always going to vote the way of their party. So it's nice to have that for when times get really tight and we need it, but I wouldn't count on it.
Well, I hope if we do win the Senate back, that the first thing that's done is the repeal of Harry Reid's horrible nuclear option that he push through.
Yes, I think that would be a very good thing. But, you know, I'm not so sure that the Republicans are going to do that.
Because they may want a tit for tat.
Right, right. Well, because, you know, this is what Harry Reid wanted. And if, you know, Republicans win the Senate, this is what Harry Reid's going to get. He will be in the minority, and he will see the very tactics that he used against the Republicans. He will see them used on himself. And he probably won't like it. But you know what? You make your bed, you kind of got to lie in it.
Yeah, I guess I would like a little of a payback before it's repealed, but we'll
see. Yeah, you gotta, tit for tat.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's the way it works. There's winners and losers, and he thrust this upon the Senate, and as you know, overthrowing, essentially, 200 years of tradition, right? 200 years of tradition.
Well, we want to fundamentally transform the country, so why not? That has been the goal. Listen, we are out of time. Please, before we say goodbye for the moment, tell my audience again where and how to find you.
Sure. Your listeners are welcome to follow me on Twitter at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Lebon, L-E-B-O-N, and they're welcome to go to my website, harleylebon.com, and follow all my articles are up there and media clips and all sorts of good stuff.
Sherilyn, I want you to go to Thrively.com and register and have your kids take their assessment test and tell me what you think.
Perfect.
Please, Thrively.com. I'm telling you, it's really cool.
Thrively. I will do that.
Sherilyn, I love you. I look forward to meeting you soon, and thank you.
Me too, Bruce. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
One door closes, another one opens, and I'm looking forward to being with you and riding that next adventure.
Thank you so much, darling.
Okay, all right, dear.
Stay
Bye-bye.
Tuned. Pastor Drew is next.
It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.